Now, when I think of winter in Cape Town, the last thing I think of is jumping into an icy ocean. But this is exactly what our next guest is encouraging amongst those who battle with physical or mental disability. Smile and Wave is the flagship program of the Believe in Shatsi organization started by Megan Cross. And she joins us this morning to tell us more about the initiative and that sees experienced surf coaches and assistants help those keen on learning some water skills despite their disability. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, welcome to Cape Talk. Thank you for chatting to us this morning. So firstly, please tell us more about the Believe in Shatsi organization and what it actually does.
Okay, so Believe in Shatsi organization is an organization that was developed for individuals with special needs with the growing demand of high employment rates and then just being having access to their human rights, you know. And having first-hand experience with my younger brother, Ashton Davids, who's co-founder of the organization with me, we decided to just tackle challenges and see if we could make lives for individuals with special needs better.
Yeah.
And so the flagship initiative, Smile and Wave, came from his dream to just surf as well. And, you know, it's all about empowering surfing as a sport by contributing to the development of access and transformation of the sport as it grows inclusive for boys and girls of all skill, age, and level, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So our smile and wave, as you, we get lots of smiles on waves. That's where the name comes from. You know, it's absolutely the first response we get from any individual that we take into this water. It's this big, huge, bright smile, you know? And like, it's for all individuals, regardless of their disability. Now, disability is a word that was created by Ashton, who's co-founder, who has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. He used the motorized wheelchair, and he was like, you know, he wants to get into the water, and we're all just a group of friends thinking, how can we make this happen, you know? Mm. And we got the occupational therapy of Gritske department involved as well, just to adapt the board. And it's catered to each individual's needs. So we do take measurements. We have OT input as well as physiotherapists. And we schedule a session of minimum of once to twice a week with individuals now. And they love it. You know, there's so much progress that happens with individuals on the autism spectrum with cerebral palsy. We have Down syndrome individuals who love to come and surf with us as well. So, yeah, that's what Smile and Wave is all about. We have an open day that happens on the second Saturday of every month where we invite new individuals to come. But participants can also enroll in our weekly program, which runs from Monday to Friday from 9:30 till about 2 in the afternoon, you know.
Yes.
So it's very open. And part of Believe in Shatsi, the organization, is also campaigning for universal access in and around South Africa. As, you know, nobody deserves to live as a prisoner in their own home because they can't get outside.
Yeah.
And that is one of our mission and visions for Believe in Shatsi, the organization, is to have Cape Town as a fully accessible city and perhaps one day even host the World Adaptive Surf Championships, you know.
Yeah.
So we use a lot of the information and specs provided by government, and we kind of just go around, highlight and photograph problem areas or issues that arise, and we offer the solution to try and fix it, and we try and get stakeholders involved who can either offer the skill or the expertise. So it's all a volunteer-run basis for the organization.
Yes.
Lucky being in Musenberg, we have a very supportive community. We carry our community spirit with everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the amount of volunteers that come out to help on days, thank you very much. Yesterday was a great success for another Smile and Wave. We had about 10 new participants to take to the water,
right,
and they loved it.
Oh, that's incredible. I mean, when I think of surfing, it just sounds so daunting for me, just how the idea of managing, negotiating between the board and the waves and balancing my core on that board. What are some of the challenges that some of your students struggle with when it comes to surfing?
You know, funny enough, I wouldn't say that, you know, because the sport is inclusive and it's adapted to each individual, I think we take, our biggest challenge is actually getting individuals out of the water once because they love it so much after time. I think that's the biggest one I've experienced in the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, we don't believe in the word of challenges. We try and find solutions. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is challenging, but we cater to each individual's unique ability. So
yes.
It makes it a lot more easier.
And where do most of your participants come from?
You know, in and around the Cape Town, from the southern suburbs. We've worked with individuals from, and schools as well, from Ocean View, down to Mitchell's Plain, Strandfontein, Keysfield, Deep River. It's all southern suburbs for now, but we're looking to expand.
Yes. And any positive stories that you can share with us, personal stories that you've had with some of your students that are really heartwarming and that have stood out for you recently?
Recently there's been one with a young individual of ours who's 6, and she's on the autism spectrum. And there were fishes in the water when we were having a surf session, and I was singing a sing-along song for her to get used to, because I don't think she quite enjoyed the texture of it touching her leg when it went past and stuff, just to calm her down. And a couple of hours later, she communicated that exact same song to her mom, which was a huge communication barrier. She sang a whole nursery rhyme.
That is incredible.
Yes, and I mean, we have a lot of individuals who have learned the concept of time and how to tell time and what day of the week it is, just for their surf session on certain days, you know? We also have a lot of individuals who have built a lot of core strength in their bodies, especially for a good example would be Ashton, who is so strong now. His body is developing so well from the being in the water. You know, swimming in water is a non-resistant sport.
Yeah.
So the environment has such a positive impact on our individuals.
It sounds like it, definitely. And how can ordinary people assist and volunteer?
Well, they can visit our Facebook page called Believe and Trust the Organization. And we usually post up all our events and possible volunteer opportunities, but also opportunities for individuals who want to get involved with the special needs, who have special needs. We have a great event coming up for Mandela Day. So if they could follow our page on Facebook page and just keep up to date, there's our website as well, believeandtrust.org. And if they'd like to get a hold of us, they can send an email to treasurer@believeandtrust.org, or they can also contact us on 073-859-3778.
Okay. Thank you so much, Megan, for chatting to us this morning. Wish you all the best.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Yes, and continue the great work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.